Hello! Good afternoon, folk. Today is Tuesday, August 18th, 2020. And I apologize about that intro jingle, or just this entire song that you're probably listening to right now. Unfortunately, I just kind of been doing these in the spur of the moment, and just the song that I happened to pick during that time of me setting up this phone to do podcasting at that time. So I do apologize if you don't appreciate or like the sound, but you're still tuning in to the Apoachley show. And today I'm on my way home after a long day's work, and I gotta say I'm so sick of working, man. Or maybe I'm just sick of doing what I'm doing right now. I just hate that everybody can take my time away at my job, you know, and make it theirs, you know, and then be entitled to it. You know, it's one thing to request my help and appreciate my time. It's another to take advantage of my time, you know. And the thing is that humans, you know, we don't have anything of a, you know, we don't have much value to offer, if I'm being honest. Like, we can value, you know, we have sex, value in sex, you know, we can trade our sex for money, we can barter, you know, for sex, you can, you know, trade your mind, you know. And but essentially, when you look at it from a hierarchical perspective, you're not trading those services, you're not trading those skills, you're trading your time, you know. And then what skills you've accumulated during your lifetime, that determines your value for your time, right? So you go to school for 4 years, you know, that ups your, and I mean, like, college education or whatever, you know, post high school education, right? You go to school, you do your thing, you learn some stuff, you learn some stuff here, you learn some stuff there, and before you know it, your value goes up, and all of a sudden, you're able to exchange your time for much more money than you were able to previously because of those additional skills that you've accumulated. But hold on, I'm gonna go in and run into the store. Be right back. All right. Whoa. What's going on? Auto connect. Let me turn that off. So hopefully this didn't auto connect last time and ruined my podcast, you know, before I paused it. But if I did, it did. I apologize. That was not my intention. But it should have taken over. It should have, the mic that had been taken over should have been the one in use instead of the Bluetooth one. You know, if it was connected through Bluetooth first, I would imagine that the 3.5 mic would have taken precedent over that. So I'm just wanting to give you guys a heads up. So today, like I said, I kind of do these in the spur of the moment. I was going to do one this morning, but I was already running super late, you know, and I just got to keep the habit going, you know. I just, I don't want to quit, you know, and a lot of times it just kind of seems like the world just is pushing me towards that direction just to quit, you know, and but nonetheless, you know, I'm still here. I'm still trying to produce content for you guys. I'm still trying to build a team. I'm still trying to build my dreams. I'm still trying to do all these things that seem almost impossible. And just kind of leaves a bad taste in my mouth whenever something goes bad, and it prevents me from wanting to pursue it any further, you know. And I don't know. I'm just so sick of life. in general, and just my job, you know, my financial situation. Like, I never seem to get ahead. I never seem, even my wins seem so insignificant in the thick of things, you know, with everything said and done. And people think that they can throw me chew toys here and there, and that'll make me happy. But, you know, it really doesn't help, you know, to get you out of a 10-foot hole when they only give you a 5-foot fucking ladder or some shit like that. I don't know, but it's just becoming very, very detrimental. But like I said, here I am. I do appreciate any of you guys who continue to support, continue to listen in, watch my YouTube channels, share. You know, I've kind of built this infrastructure around a supposed community that doesn't exist yet. Because if I'm being honest with you, my followers just are my friends. You know, I don't have a community that I can rely on right now. I haven't built that. You know, I've come up on 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, but to be honest, that's nothing. That's bullshit numbers, because I didn't earn those. You know, I networked a lot. You know, I did the networking thing, but just because you network with someone and you get them to subscribe to you doesn't mean that's going to translate into views, you know. And that's why I kind of transitioned into less about marketing and representing my brand to just making as good a content as I can. And hopefully at some point people will come instead of me trying to, you know, reach out to them, you know. And it's just, I don't know, I guess I'm kind of scared that I'm going to post all these things and people aren't going to like him. And it's just going to be a big waste of time at the end of the day, and it might even hurt my current career, you know. And the point of doing all of this is to get a full-time job, right? I think no one out in their right mind would be doing any of this if it was just for fun. Like, you know, I get it. You know, I definitely do it for fun. You know, it's a passion of mine. In a way. But, I mean, I'm kind of compromising, you know. I'm kind of deciding, hey, this is going to be my my career, you know. This is what I'm choosing to do. Let me try to be the best at it that I can. So I don't know how that's all gonna work out. I don't even know if I made sense, but yeah, things haven't been going well. Like, it just seems like at every turn, you know, I just keep getting more indebted because of bullshit life. I keep losing my respect at work. I keep, you know, just things don't seem to be going right for me. And I don't know why. I think it's time to make some serious life changes. Like, very life-affecting big changes. But anyways, I did want to mention I got some cats. You know, I don't know if anyone's seen. Well, I haven't posted those videos yet, but I ran into some kitties in Wendover, Nevada. You know, some homeless ones, and was kind of sad, to be honest with you. And just ever since then, it's just been in the back of my mind that I wanted a cat, you know. And I've always wanted a cat, but, you know, my mom just wouldn't allow that. And I think I was allergic to cats at some point, you know. So I guess we'll see how it goes. Might just be whatever they're carrying in from outside that I was allergic to. But these are going to be strictly indoor cats. You know, I'm going to show them a love, help them grow, and hopefully give them a long, happy life. I got our orange male cat. There are kittens about 8 weeks old. The orange one is called Naruto. He has a swirl on the side of his body. The other one is Migi, and they're both beautiful. And you guys have a wonderful day. I love you.